We return now to coverage of our main story, Hurricane Rita, which made landfall along the Texas-Louisiana border early today. We have NPR's Carrie Kahn on the line now from Houston. Carrie, I understand the sun is shining there.
It is. I can see it peeking through the clouds right now, and there's traffic on the street, and the wind has died down, and people have ventured out.
It really seems like Houston's worst fears were not realized. Are you seeing any damage there from the storm?
There has been damage. I don't want to minimize it. Everybody is breathing a big sigh of relief, but you know, there's widespread power outages. Power lines are down. There's in some streets in the eastern part of Houston and farther east, and there were a few fires that were sparked during the hurricane. There's Baytown, which is not far from here, has no drinkable water. The farther east you go, the damage gets worse. But officials are also saying, you know, you may be seeing the sun, but don't let your guard down too early. The bayous are rising, and rivers to the east are expected to crest in the days to come.
What about all the people that we saw leaving Houston? Something like 3 million people evacuated that city over the past few days. Do they know yet when they might be able to get back home?
Well, what we've heard all day today is officials over and over saying, do not come back. From the President of the United States down to local mayors, everybody's urging people not to come back. They haven't said exactly when they can. They want to stagger them in here and try to avoid what we saw, a horrible, horrible backup and traffic jams. And the biggest reason why they don't want them to come in is there is no gas. There is no gas in Houston. It's very limited supplies. And along the way, they cannot, officials keep saying, we cannot ensure you that there will be gas available. And they really want to preserve the supplies that they do have for critical personnel like police and firefighters. Tankers are bringing gas into Houston, and I was watching one gas guy who was carrying the tanker. People just started following him, and he got really scared because all these people were waiting for him to get to the gas station. So he called the police, and they escorted him to a gas station. It's getting to be critical.
Are authorities doing anything in particular to try to keep people from rushing back into the city? I know that people who leave areas and then those areas seem to be spared the worst, they get very anxious and want to come back home as soon as they possibly can just to check on their property or maybe just secure their property.
Right. The people are worried about their property, and they want to see if there was any damage. But, again, they're just urging people not to come. They've called employers, trying to convince them to tell their employees that they don't have to come back to work on Monday. They're trying to spread it out as far as they can. The school superintendent, several school superintendents in areas around Houston and Houston have closed schools Monday and Tuesday so people don't rush home to get their kids to school. And they're trying to do all that they can.
Is there any plan now to bring people back in stages, maybe, to avoid some of the problems that occurred when so many people tried to get out of the city at once? We've all heard the horror stories of people just being stuck in the road.
They, you know, in the morning they said, wait until this afternoon. We're drawing up a plan. We're going to tell you our plan. I heard a little bit of it, that they've given geographical destinations, mostly trying to get the people from the west side of Houston in first. It's not the way you do an airplane. You fill up the end first, and then you bring them in closer, so I don't know how that's going to work. But, you know, the mayor of Houston, Bill White, keeps saying, this is a free country. If people start getting in their cars and driving, we can't stop them. So they're really struggling with how they're going to do that. But I think the bigger problem is how they're going to get gas in here and fuel up these stations so that people can get gas back. You know, a lot of people also abandon their cars on the side of the highways, and they don't have their cars anymore. They've been towed away. So there's a lot of questions still needed to be answered.
Do you have gas?
I do. I have about 3/4 of a tank left.
Where did you get it?
Where
is it
did
a
I
secret?
Get the gas? I've had it since I rented the car. We have been, there's about 4 of us here, and we've been conserving gas, driving one car, not going out as much as we can, and those who had it were the ones that left.
I'm curious, do you know how city officials are able to communicate with the people who have left the city? Do they have any sort of system to let people know when they can come back?
They're relying heavily on the media, and all local stations have been wall-to-wall coverage. All the radio stations are also simulcasting certain TV stations, so they're just really relying on the media to give them that to get that message out. And the message that's the first time you hear such a concise message from so many officials is do not come back. But, you know, the highways are filling up again, and people, not everybody's listening to them. So it's a difficult situation.
Thanks so much. That's NPR's Carrie Kahn speaking to us from Houston. Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.